Goodbye, my love. Chapter 61. I don't give a damn about you and your so-called man. If you hadn't appeared in front of me, I wouldn't have said a word to you. You are delusional. Keely. Seek help. Keely snorted. Do you take me for a fool, Lorraine? I know you want. Marco. Get your eyes off my man. I'm the only woman who deserves him. Keely, don't you understand all that I have been saying? Lorraine let out an evil laugh. Well, I get it now. It seems desperation has beclouded your sense of reasoning. You are still stuck in the position of mistress even though I have divorced that scum. Oh, what a pity. This comment made Keely remember how she was called a mistress and homewrecker some weeks back. Her old fury mixed with the new one. The simmering resentment blew up. Lorraine, you bitch. It's all because of you. My life will be just perfect if you disappear from this world. Keely pounced on Lorraine as soon as she finished speaking. Lorraine dodged the attack quickly. Things took an unexpected turn afterward. When Keely withdrew her hands, she staggered and fell backward. Everything happened with the speed of light. Lorraine could only watch. Keely fell down the stairs and landed on the floor heavily. There was an uproar in the hall as soon as the guests heard that loud thud. Ah! Someone fell down the stairs. It's Keely Haywood. Amidst the concerned screams, Marco rushed forward and held Keely in his arms. Marco, it hurts. Keely lay in his arms weakly. There were tears in her red eyes. What happened? Marco asked, hugging her tightly. Keely looked up the stairs. The next second, she lowered her eyes and replied timidly, I tried to apologize to Lorraine, but it seems she doesn't want to forgive me. Anyway, it's all my fault. I understand that she's still mad at me. Please don't blame her. I'm fine. It appeared like Keely was preventing Lorraine from being blamed, but every word and action of hers implied that it was Lorraine who pushed her down the stairs. Chapter 62. Lorraine was standing up there with a cold look on her face. She didn't seem concerned at all. Despite being hurt by her indifference, Marco asked, Lorraine, did you push Keely down? He just wanted to hear her side of the story. But in Lorraine's ears, it sounded like he was accusing her. The current happening brought back the memory of that unfortunate day. It was the day Keely stabbed herself to frame Lorraine. Marco didn't listen to her side of the story at that time. He also acquiesced when Marina wanted to take out her kidney for Keely. How desperate she was at that time. She had given up everything for him, but he made her life miserable. Anyway, that miserable Lorraine was dead now. This new one wasn't a pushover. Despite the curious gazes from the guests, Lorraine majestically descended the stairs. The crowd made way for her fearfully. Kaysen was the only one who walked to her without hesitation. Lori, are you okay? Lorraine's heart felt warm when she saw the concern in Kaysen's eyes. It was at this moment she realized that she had someone who would be on her side no matter what. Lorraine shook her head and responded, Don't worry. I'm fine. Marco was infuriated after Lorraine ignored his question and talked to Kaysen instead. Lorraine, answer my question. Lorraine looked into his eyes and sneered. This isn't the first time. Chapter 63. Marco's eyes widened when he heard this statement. Lorraine leaned forward to look at Keely, who was hiding in Marco's arms as she cried crocodile tears. Last time, you set me up after stabbing yourself. You wanted to collect my kidney as compensation. What do you want from me this time? Are you going to pretend that your leg is broken and ask Marco to cut off one of my legs for you? Evidence. Keely shivered in Marco's arms and her face turned paler. I'm not pulling another stunt. I know that I wronged you, Lorraine. But please don't accuse falsely. Marco soon got over the shock. He looked up at Lorraine and warned her. Don't go too far, Lorraine. Lorraine couldn't help but chuckle when she saw that history was repeating itself. For what seemed like the thousandth time, she regretted falling in love with this man who made her suffer for 3 long years. However, she was thankful that she finally got out of that bondage. Lorraine was disgusted by the sight of Marco's face. She glared at Keely instead. "I have to hand it to you, Keely. You are very smart. Anytime you want to set me up, you always find a blind spot so surveillance footage can't be used against you. But I won't walk into your trap this time." With these words, Lorraine flipped her hair back. A microphone that was pinned to her gown was revealed. She took it off and held it up for all to see. "This little thing right here has a good recording function. Would you like to hear what it has recorded?" Horror was written all over Keely's face. A trace of panic flashed through her eyes. Not to give herself away, she tried to calm down. Perhaps Lorraine was trying to play a fast one on her. She decided not to panic just yet. Keely continued putting on an act. "I don't know what you are talking about." She refused to accept that the game was up. In her opinion, Lorraine was only trying to trick her into coming clean. Chapter 64. With a smile, Lorraine said, "Not to worry, you will soon know what I'm talking about. I brought this microphone for my speech on stage. But it came in handy by recording a good show. I will liven up the atmosphere now. Prepare to be entertained, everyone." Lorraine handed the microphone over to Kaysen. Without being told, Kaysen knew exactly what to do. Keely's eyelid twitched at this moment. Panic set in all over again. She muttered guiltily, "Well, I'm not seriously injured. Marco, don't blame Lorraine. Just let her go, okay?" Marco knitted his eyebrows. Something smelled fishy. "It doesn't matter if you don't want me to be held accountable. As for me, I won't let this slide." Lorraine was ready to go all out. She wanted to have her revenge tonight. As Keely was shaking like a leaf, Kaysen ordered one of the media staff to connect the microphone to the speaker. The next moment, Keely's sharp voice was heard by everyone in the banquet hall. "Lorraine, you bitch. It's all because of you. My life will be just perfect if you disappear from this world." Those vicious words completely tore apart the hypocritical mask that Keely had worn for many years, revealing how rotten she truly was. The mouths of all the guests were agape for a handful of seconds. They soon began to speak about how cunning Keely was. "Wow. She's such a big liar. She almost fooled me just now. I guess you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. Although Keely looks so innocent, she's actually vicious. My goodness. You are right. She must have fallen down the stairs just to set Lorraine up. She's so despicable. Lorraine is a strong woman. If I were in her shoes, I wouldn't be able to defeat my husband's mistress." The new revelation made Marco livid. "Keely, is this your so-called apology?" "No, it's not like that, Marco. Please let me explain." Before Keely could finish speaking, Marco threw her to the floor. "Ouch. It hurts." Chapter 65. Keely screamed in pain when her body crashed to the floor. The crash hurt her wound again. She was indeed in pain this time around. However, no one believed her. Marco also thought she was putting up an act. He looked down at her with sheer disdain. "I have had it up to here with you, Keely. This is the second time you lied to me." Keely's heart pounded against her chest at this time. Despite the pain she was in, she hurriedly stood up and held Marco's sleeve. "I didn't lie to you, Marco. I never said Lorraine pushed me. All this is just one big misunderstanding." As Keely spoke, she coughed uncontrollably. Her face turned scarlet. "Honestly, I went to apologize to Lorraine. But my pleas fell on deaf ears. I was anxious for her to forgive me. You know that I'm not in good health. I slipped and fell down the stairs by accident. I'm not lying, nor trying to frame Lorraine. You have to believe me, Marco. Lorraine rolled her eyes. What a shameless liar Keeley was. She was still defending herself despite the damning evidence against her. Lorraine felt that Marco would probably turn a blind eye to the evidence. After all, he always did that in the past. Lorraine was fed up with watching the two. She was in no mood to give her speech anymore. After whispering a few words to Kaysen, she turned around and left elegantly. Marco's heart sank when he saw this. He moved forward, intending to run after her. Marco! Please don't leave me here. Keeley held onto him. Remember your promise to Jorge. Marco stopped dead in his tracks abruptly. Keeley's eyes lit up with hope. To her greatest dismay, Marco grabbed her hand and pulled away from her. He then ordered his bodyguards, take her to the hospital. The next second, he hurriedly went after Lorraine. Lorraine, wait. Chapter 66. Marco followed Lorraine out of the manor. He quickly caught up with her. However, just as Marco was about to grab her hand, Kaysen stood in front of him, blocking his way. Get away from her. Marco said through gritted teeth. I need to talk to Lorraine. Lori isn't interested in talking with you now. Kaysen didn't budge. Marco turned to look at Lorraine, but she walked away, not bothering to look back as if she had nothing to do with him. A weight settled in Marco's heart. But part of him reminded him that he had no right to be angry. It was his fault this time. He had suspected Lorraine again before knowing the truth. Marco wanted to apologize but couldn't utter a word when Kaysen was with her. I will make it up to you, Lorraine. Lorraine seemed to walk faster with every word he uttered as if she couldn't wait to get rid of him. After what happened today, Marco realized Lorraine didn't want his money. Just as he thought about it, Lorraine walked away. Lorraine, join Bryant Group, Marco shouted after her. It will be a better opportunity for you and your career development. Lorraine stopped in her tracks when she heard that. Marco's eyes lit up. Don't stay in Universe Group and waste your talent. I can give you the most important project of Bryant Group. The value of the project is at least 1,000 times the total value of the resort and the amusement park projects you've been working on. You will be a part of the National Architectural Circle if you work on this project. Kaysen was a good-tempered man. However, his face darkened with rage when he heard that. Lorraine slowly turned around. She always liked challenges. Marco was desperate to get Lorraine to forgive her. He was willing to offer her a tempting opportunity. However, Lorraine wouldn't give him what he wanted. Chapter 67. Look, Marco. I don't need your charity. I will get what I want with my potential. Lorraine's face glowed in stark contrast to the dark night. Marco looked at her and took a deep breath. His eyes gleamed with astonishment. The woman in front of him was beautiful and feisty, unlike his once silent wife. She was dashing, and Marco couldn't take his eyes off her. However, he remembered Lorraine was no longer his wife. Marco had no right to stop her. Therefore, he watched her leave with Kaysen in his car. He stood there with a heavy heart as the car disappeared out of his sight. Lorraine looked out of the window without uttering a word. Kaysen knew she was interested in the project Marco had mentioned earlier. Lori, the project Marco had mentioned is a smart city construction plan for Vegao. It is the biggest and most crucial project in the architectural industry this year. Vegao's government desires to build a smart technology city complex. They want to build a school, a hospital, a police station, a fire station, a cultural center, etc. It sounds like a good project, but Bryant Group has acquired it. Lorraine pouted. Kaysen shook his head. They haven't signed the project yet. Vegao's government is holding public bidding for the design plan. Universe Group is also striving to acquire it. Lorraine's face lit up. She was glad to hear Marco hadn't acquired such a profitable project yet. Do we still have a chance to win this big project from Bryant Group? It's not that easy. Kaysen shook his head, smiling bitterly. Bryant Group has always been diligent about research and is backed by high-tech equipment. They have ample experience in building design and intelligent AL systems. Besides, they have already collaborated with Vegao's government on smart construction projects. They have the upper hand in this project. Chapter 68. Wow. It sounds more challenging than I imagined. Lorraine's excitement reached its peak. I have never been afraid of anyone in the architectural industry. Kaysen's face softened. His eyes gleamed with admiration when he saw Lorraine's confidence. All right, Lori. Do what you like. Universe Group and I will always support you. But things were not that simple. Bryant Group's progress had surpassed that of Universe Group. At Bryant Group Building's conference room, Marco sat in the main seat with a grumpy look. How is the construction plan of the smart city going? We have submitted our plan to the government, replied Nicole Shaw, the project manager. Well, they have suggested some improvisation, and we're revising it accordingly. They'll soon sign the contract. Marco nodded with satisfaction. Good. Keep going. He wanted to prove to Lorraine that Universe Group was no match for Bryant Group. He wanted to make her regret choosing Universe Group and Kaysen. Lorraine was more motivated to beat the competitive Bryant Group. She returned to the company and began preparing for the bidding. Soon, Lorraine proposed her idea of participating in the Smart City project during the first department meeting after she became the director. Everyone was excited to participate in such a prestigious project. However, one person looked discouraged. Are you kidding me? Bryant Group has already bagged such an important project. Our company will never be able to beat them. You should know where you stand. God, it's a stupid idea. Stop striving for quick success and instant benefits. You'll only end up failing. Eliza snorted with disdain. Eliza, what nonsense are you saying? Jolie retorted. You're an employee of Universe Group, not a member of Bryant Group. How could you appreciate them and belittle our company? Nonsense. Everyone in the city knows that Bryant Group is the only company that works in close cooperation with the government. Bryant. Chapter 69. Group has been growing stronger since Marco took office. He has not only won over the best designers in the world but also assembled the best scientific research team. What makes you think we'll win? It's just a waste of time and effort. The enthusiasm of the people in the conference room died in an instant. Although Eliza sounded rude and pessimistic, she was right. Eliza secretly felt happy to know everyone had lost their ambition and drive. She disliked Lorraine's behavior after she became the director. Eliza's main aim was to kill her every move. However, Eliza's arrogance didn't last long. Eliza, if you don't have the potential, you should quit, said Lorraine. Stop discouraging the team members. Eliza's face flushed with embarrassment. What do you mean? Lorraine ignored her and turned to look at the other employees. I admit that Bryant Group is powerful, but Universe Group is no lesser. We are equally powerful. Why should we be afraid of Bryant Group? One must always move forward in the business world. Otherwise, we'll fall behind. If you're afraid of competition, you'll never grow. As long as you work hard and successfully win this project, you can enjoy bonuses and other benefits. Don't you want them? Lorraine's words excited everyone. They were all motivated. Well said, Lorraine. That's right. Lorraine has won two big projects, the resort and the children's park. I think we can compete with Bryant Group. Trust her. Forget it. I'll do my best for the bonus. Lorraine's speech was a morale booster. Eliza's anger reached its peak when she heard all her colleagues wanted to work with Lorraine. It's easy to talk at lengths about success. I would like to see what you will do after you fail. However, no one seemed to pay attention to Eliza's complaint. Everyone was in high spirits and devoted their time to work on the project. Lorraine worked harder than her subordinates. She worked overtime, day and night, to finish the task. While Lorraine was engrossed in work, she got a call from Rowan. "Lori, I heard you wanted to win the Smart City project. Why didn't you tell me earlier? I'll introduce some friends to you, so you won't endure losses in the competition with Bryant Group," Rowan said earnestly. He didn't feel guilty about helping his niece. Chapter 70. Lorraine refused without hesitation. "Uncle Rowan, please don't." However, Rowan tried his best to persuade her. "Lori, I'm your uncle. What's wrong with me helping you? Moreover, Bryant Group works in close collaboration with the government. Marco has developed the group into a strong company at such a young age. I'm sure he must have achieved it by some dirty means." Lorraine massaged her temples. "Uncle Rowan, I know you are afraid I might suffer losses. But don't you trust your niece? I can win the project without anyone's help." Rowan compromised ultimately. "Fine. You are right. I believe you can win the project with your own ability. I'm going to contact some of my friends and ask the government staff to make this tender open for public assessment. Since you don't want to use any connections, I'll make sure others don't secretly use their influence either." Meanwhile, two uninvited visitors came to Marco's office. "Marco, what has kept you busy lately? If we didn't come to your office, we wouldn't have been able to see you." Slater slumped on the sofa and complained. Marco was still engrossed in work. He didn't bother to look at him. Jimmy looked at him and sighed. "Gosh, you are a workaholic. I thought we could hang out more often after your divorce. But I barely get to see you now. Things have gotten worse after you divorced." However, Slater wasn't happy to hear that. "I disagree. I'm glad that Marco is divorced. That woman is good for nothing. She is never good enough for him. Marco has done the right thing divorcing her." Marco's hand stilled on the document. His head snapped up as he looked at Slater, and his jaw tightened. "Slater, Lorraine is not as bad as you think. She is already the director of the Architectural Design Department of Universe Group." "Think so?" Slater curled his lips. "I've heard that Lorraine is dating Kaysen, the CEO of Universe Group. I think that's how she got promoted. As far as I know, Lorraine has already won two projects," Marco said. "Now she is leading her team to make the bidding proposal for the Smart City project." Slater and Jimmy exchanged glances, their eyes widening in astonishment. "How did you know this?" Jimmy asked curiously.